This episode is brought to you by IVP. In his award-winning book, Reading While Black, Esau McCauley calls the church to read scripture through the lens of the Black church tradition. By sharing his own deeply personal narratives and offering his expertise as a biblical scholar, McCauley enlightens Christians of all backgrounds about the Black experience and helps them to better understand their own. As a listener of this podcast, you can receive Reading While Black for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com. This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table. Your word is truth, your
word is life. Presented by InterVar City Press. Your word is truth, your word is life. A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Nguyen. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Job chapter 38 through chapter 39. The Lord's first speech. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. Who is this who darkens counsel with words without knowledge? Get ready for a difficult task like a man. I will question you, and you will inform me. God's questions to Job. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me. If you possess understanding, who set its measurements if you know? Or who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its bases set? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang in chorus, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Who shut up the sea with doors when it burst forth, coming out of the womb, when I made the storm cloud its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band, when I prescribed its limits and set in place its bolts and doors, when I said, to here you may come and no farther. Here your proud waves will be confined. Have you ever in your life commanded the morning? Or made the dawn know its place, that it might seize the corners of the earth and shake the wicked out of it? The earth takes shape like clay under a seal. Its features are dyed like a garment. Then from the wicked the light is withheld, and the arm raised in violence is broken. Have you gone to the springs that fill the sea, or walked about in the recess of the deep? Have the gates of death been revealed to you? Have you seen the gates of deepest darkness? Have you considered the vast expanses of the earth? Tell me, if you know it all. In what direction does light reside? In darkness, where is its place? That you may take them to their borders and perceive the pathways to their homes. You know, for you were born before them, and the number of your days is great. Have you entered the storehouse of the snow or seen the armory of the hail? Which I reserve for the time of trouble, for the day of war and battle. In what direction is lightning dispersed, or the east wind scattered over the earth? Who carves out a channel for the heavy rains and a path for the rumble of thunder, to cause it to rain on an uninhabited land, a wilderness where there are no human beings, to satisfy a devastated and desolate land, and to cause it to sprout with vegetation? Does the rain have a father? Or who has fathered the drops of the dew? From whose womb does the ice emerge, and the frost from the sky? Who gives birth to it? When the waters become hard like stone, when the surface of the deep is frozen solid, can you tie the bands of the Pleiades or release the cords of Orion? Can you lead out the constellations in their seasons or guide the bear with its cubs? Do you know the laws of the heavens? Or can you set up their rule over the earth? Can you raise your voice to the clouds so that a flood of water covers you? Can you send out lightning bolts and they go? Will they say to you, "Here we are"? Who has put wisdom in the heart, or who has imparted understanding to the mind? Who by wisdom can count the clouds, and who can tip over the water jars of heaven when the dust hardens into a mass and the clumps of earth stick together? Do you hunt prey for the lioness and satisfy the appetite of the lions when they crouch in their dens, when they wait in ambush in the thicket? Who prepares prey for the raven when its young cry out to God and wander about for lack of food? Are you acquainted with the way the mountain goats gave birth? Do you watch as the wild deer give birth to their young? Do you count the months they must fulfill? And do you know the time they give birth? They crouch, they bear their young, they bring forth the offspring they have carried. Their young grow strong and grow up in the open. They go off and do not return to them. Who let the wild donkey go free? Who released the bonds of the donkey, to whom I appointed the arid rift valley for its home, the salt wastes as its dwelling place? It scorns the tumult in the town. It does not hear the shouts of a driver. It ranges the hills as its pasture and searches after every green plant. Is the wild ox willing to be your servant? Will it spend the night at your feeding trough? Can you bind the wild ox to a furrow with its rope? Will it till the valleys, following after you? Will you rely on it because its strength is great? Will you commit your labor to it? Can you count on it to bring in your grain and gather the grain to your threshing floor? The wings of the ostrich flap with joy, but are they the pinions and plumage of a stork? For she leaves her eggs on the ground and lets them be warmed on the soil. She forgets that a foot might crush them or that a wild animal might trample them. She is harsh with her young, as if they were not hers. She is unconcerned about the uselessness of her labor. For God deprived her of wisdom and did not impart understanding to her. But as soon as she springs up, she laughs at the horse and its rider. Do you give the horse its strength? Do you clothe its neck with a mane? Do you make it leap like a locust? Its proud neighing is terrifying. It paws the ground in the valley, exulting mightily. It goes out to meet the weapons. It laughs at fear and is not dismayed. It does not shy away from the sword. On it, the quiver rattles, the lance and javelin flash. In excitement and impatience, it consumes the ground. It cannot stand still when the trumpet is blown. At the sound of the trumpet, it says, "Aha!" And from a distance, it catches the scent of battle and thunderous shouting of commanders and the battle cries. Is it by your understanding that the hawk soars and spreads its wings towards the south? Is it at your command that the eagle soars and builds its nest on high? It lives on a rock and spends the night there, on a rocky crag in a fortress. From there, it spots its prey. Its eyes gaze intently from a distance. And its young ones devour the blood. And where the dead carcasses are, there it is. New Testament reading, Mark chapter 3, verses 7 through 19. Then Jesus went away with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him, and from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, beyond the Jordan River, and around Tyre and Sidon. A great multitude came to him when they heard about the things he had done. Because of the crowd, he told his disciples to have a small boat ready for him so the crowd would not press toward him. For he had healed many, so that all who were afflicted with diseases pressed toward him in order to touch him. And whenever the unclean spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, "You are the Son of God." But he sternly ordered them not to make him known, appointing the 12 apostles. Now Jesus went up the mountain and called for those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12 so that they would be with him, and he would send them to preach and to have authority to cast out demons. To Simon he gave the name Peter. To James and his brother John, the sons of Zebedee, he gave the name Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, and Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Gracious and merciful God, we thank you for who you are. God, I know that sometimes our despair, our frustrations, our very real experiences of suffering can cause us to forget who you are. And as you reminded Job, of your power, your might, your creativity, your awesomeness. God, it is true that we so quickly get discouraged and look at ourselves, name ourselves to be God, and forget who you are. We are grateful today that you are God and God all by yourself. We are grateful today that even before we're thought of, oh God, by our earthly family, we were on your minds. We thank you for the intentionality of your creation. You are indeed the master creator. And God, we ask that you would remind us anew of your mighty hand of creativity, but also your great, generous heart of love towards us. Even in despair, let us be reminded of who you are. Indeed, you are an awesome God. We thank you, O Lord, that we are indeed the children of the awesome, all-knowing, and almighty God. Amen and amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth's Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag Truth's Table.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.